Hi everybody, this is Mary, and this is September the 14th, 2007, and I'm going to be talking about the downloadable digital talking book pilot program, which is currently available to anybody in the U.S. who uses NLS services to borrow talking books or braille books, and is a member in good standing, patron or a borrower in good standing. This program is still in the pilot stage, but they've opened it up to anybody who has a player that will play these talking books, and currently the only one that will is the Victor Reader Stream from Humanware Canada. I've just ordered one of these, so I probably will not be able to play any books for a week or so. And the cost for that particular device is $329 with $20 or so shipping, so it's nearly $350. But it's a type of device that once you have it forever, and they do have occasional code updates for it. There will be optionally a cartridge holder that you can plug into this device so that when you start getting NLS cartridges, you can play them on the Victor Reader Stream also. The device also accommodates up to 2 gig capacity SD card, and you can also use up to an 8 gig capacity memory stick because it does have a USB mini port on one edge of it, and you can download books from your PC to this device, although it's probably going to be a bit faster if you just use an SD card. The books have to go in a particular folder, and each book within that folder has to be in its own folder. So the books go in the subfolders, and the umbrella folder over them is for NLS talking books. I got a lot of the information for this podcast from Main Menu Live, which comes on ACB Radio Mainstream on Tuesday evenings. And in my time zone, which is Pacific Daylight Time, it was on at 7 p.m. So if you want any more information, you can go to acbradio.org and look for the program under On Demand, or go to the Mainstream section and look for it under Replay. If it's still there, then it will be available to you there. I think it stays for about a week, and then it moves to, it's supposed to move to On Demand, but that doesn't always happen. I have just signed up for the digital talking book downloads, so I'm still kind of in the process of going through what happens, but I wanted to describe what happens when you sign up. It's a fairly straightforward process. The website that you go to, whether you are downloading talking books or whether you want to sign up, it's the same site, https://www.nlstalkingbooks, and that's all one word, lowercase, nlstalkingbooks.org/DTB. That stands for digital talking books. And DTB can be in lowercase. Before you get to this site, you're going to see a security dialog that says that there is secure and non-secure information and you want to proceed. And this dialog pops up repeatedly as you're moving around within the site also. There's a way to stop this in the registry, but I haven't done it. I know that there are Windows books that describe how to do it, so I just put up with the dialogue and answer yes all the time, push spacebar on yes. Once you get to that site, one of the first things that you will see is instructions. And that links you to the instructions for how to proceed. And within that link also, once you go to the instructions page, there is a link to the application form. The application form is fairly simple and straightforward. You are asked for your first name, your middle initial, your last name, your street address, city, state, and zip code. Remember, this is only for U.S. residents. And they ask you twice for your email address. They also ask you for the city, if you know it, where your regional library is located, where you borrow talking books. And then there is a choice of what equipment you're using to play your talking books. And we're talking about the equipment that you will be using for your digital downloaded talking books. Right now, the only choices are either the Victor Reader Stream or a player that you're borrowing from your regional library. Some libraries apparently do have players that you can borrow. And those are right now the only choices. You then continue down the page, and the first thing you see is reset, and you go past that to submit, and then you push enter on submit, and then you will get an email acknowledgement from NLS, which I guess is an automatic email that says, yes, we received your request. The next step apparently is that they will go out and check with your library to make sure that you're a member and a patron in good standing, and that you really are borrowing talking books. And then they will also contact the manufacturer to get a key that you will use to activate your Victor Reader Stream, whether you have it currently or whether you are in the process of getting it, as I am. And once you get the key and instructions on how to activate it and put it into your device, then you will be able to read talking books. From what I understand, NLS will also provide instructions on how to download these talking books. And the website that I gave you is where you go to get your talking books. You need a user ID and a password, which NLS is going to provide. And once that happens, then you can go and download talking books. One of the things that was mentioned on Main Menu Live was that the talking books are organized quite well so that you can actually find things by using your header commands within your screen reader. And they're organized into categories and book titles, so you can skim through them fairly easily. And apparently they've got a lot of really good people working on this, so it was put together quite well. I haven't been out there yet because I can't access it yet. But the book sizes are probably anywhere from about 100 meg. Some of them can be very large, though, so I suppose the faster your internet connection, the better. You really need some type of broadband connection. You also need a good, reliable email address so that NLS can get in touch with you. From what I understand from reading the manual for the Victor Reader Stream and also from the Main Menu information that I got, the talking books are organized into folders. Each book is in its own folder, and all of the folders containing your books are in one umbrella folder, and there is a specific name for the folder. I don't know if this will be created when you download your first talking book or what. I haven't done that yet. But apparently it has to be organized this way so that when you start going through your bookshelves on the Victor Reader Stream, it'll be able to find the bookshelves and the titles within the bookshelves. Bookshelves being folders and the titles being in their own separate folders within the bookshelf folder. Also, according to the manual, the Victor Reader Stream has capability of using up to 2 gig capacity SD cards. And apparently, at this time, it cannot use anything bigger than that. Also, you can use a memory stick up to 8 gig capacity. And apparently, although this hasn't been released yet, as far as I can tell, I couldn't find it on the HumanWare Canada website, there will be a cartridge holder so that should you get cartridges from your regional library when they start using them next year, you can use the Victor Reader Stream to read NLS-produced cartridges. Also, judging from reading the book about the Victor Reader Stream, it works very much like many of the other Victor Reader products. Some of the buttons are located in different places, but many of the patterns as to how the buttons work are very similar to older models. I have a couple of the CD models, and I notice that there's a great deal of similarity. There aren't quite as many buttons as there were on the CD models, but the concepts are very much the same. So I don't think that learning to use this thing as compared to older models that some of you might have would be that difficult. This is definitely a podcast in progress, but I don't want to wait very long to get it out to everybody. So I'm going to delay for a day or so and send this up to BCT probably on Monday at the latest. And I will send it up to my podcast also so that anybody who is subscribed can hear it. But I wanted to let everybody know what was going on with all of this, and this is something I have wanted for a long, long time. I really wanted to try to wait to see if the BookPort or the Braille Plus or the PackMate or something would have talking book capability within the next week or two, but it sure doesn't look like it, and I was getting so anxious to sign up for this program, I just couldn't wait. So, yeah, it means I had to buy another piece of equipment. Apparently, there are going to be an abundance of choices as time goes on, not only with equipment that some of us may already have, but also with the NLS player that's coming out next year, although they're going to be kind of slow in distributing it. But that's going to be a fabulous player. It looks like they've done a lot of careful planning with that, judging from a lot of the things I've been reading on the NLS site. Okay, through the magic of digital recording, it is now quite a bit later. I would guess that is probably about 6 or 7 hours later. I have just gotten my notification that I have gotten approval. There are two messages that are sent out. One tells you that you've been approved for the project, and the other gives you specific information about your user ID, your password, and various websites that are slightly different once you have been initiated into the program. Although you can get to the regular DTB website that I gave you, there are additional slash parameters on the site that will get you directly to the various book downloads and all sorts of other things. That's all given. There are also instructions that you need to read the first time that you get into the website. And the password that you're given is an initial password. So you log into that. It's a one-time password, and you have to change that after you log in. And in the process, you're also told what your ID is, so they give you both the ID and the password. There's a main menu and main menu live specifically about the Victor Reader Stream, and these programs were aired on August the 15th of 2007, and you have to make sure that you get both the main menu and the main menu live files. They're two separate files. The first hour is a demo of the Victor Reader stream, and the second hour they're actually talking to somebody from Humanware Canada, and he talks about the products as they were being developed in August. They had not been released to customers yet, although I think they had had a test program going on. But you need to get both of those files, and this is in addition to the September 12th file that I mentioned. I wanted to describe a little more how to get into the what they call the enrollment form. I called it the application form previously, but they call it the enrollment form. When you get to the website, https://www.nlstalkingbooks.org/dtb, you have to arrow down until you find the word instructions. You press enter on that and you read a short bit of information, a couple of paragraphs about general instructions on how the pilot project is being run. And then you find enrollment form, and that's a link, and you press enter on that, and you'll get a short paragraph or so on what to do to fill in the form. And then you come to the form, which I told you previously, and the first link after you fill in your library's city name is reset, and you don't want that, so you tab past that to submit, and you push enter on that, and off it goes to NLS. So I wanted to verify how you get in there and what you do, because it doesn't link you directly to the form itself. You have to go through and read the instructions first. I have gotten a note from NLS, and what I have to do now is go to the Humanware website and fill in a form and give them the serial number for my Victor Reader stream. And I don't have the stream yet, so obviously I cannot do that. So this is yet another step in the process. And once you provide the serial number, there's supposed to be a way to get the serial number. I think if you push 0 without a card or any sort of memory stick attached to it, then you'll get into the information mode, and among the information that you get is the serial number for the product. So they want the serial number, and once you give that to them, then within 2 working days they are supposed to send you an attachment through your email which will give you the key that you can use to authorize your player. And that file has to be put on an SD card that you're going to keep in your Victor Reader stream so that they know that NLS books can be read. So this is yet another step that needs to be done. And it's pretty straightforward, but they want to be sure that you're not just Joe Blow off the street saying, oh, I want to read books. They want to make sure that you really do have a stream to use. And since I don't have that yet, I can't do that step. However, I can go out to NLS and explore. Okay, I'm here on the NLS website, and I'm going to tell you more about the site, but I happen right now to be on a book that I'm going to download, and I'm going to tell you what you see. First of all, you see books separated by level 4 headings when you are actually in a book list. And each book has its own heading, so you can push in JAWS the H key or the 4 key and very easily scan from one book to the next, and it's absolutely wonderful. So you get the book name, the author, who it's read by, and the reading time. The one that I happen to be looking at is 5 hours and 58 minutes. And after that comes the long annotation. This is not the brief one that you see in Braille Book Review, but it's the long one that you get in Talking Book Topics, or the long type of annotation you would see for Braille books in Braille Book Review. And I'm skipping past this. And you get the notice of whether it's a bestseller or not. You also find out if it's got sex, violence, or strong language in it. The copyright date for this one, it's 2004. And it tells you if it's nonfiction or fiction. And then you get the download link. When you download the book, you just get the standard download dialog box that you see in Windows, and you save it, and it comes to you as a zip file. And I'll let you know about the zip file contents when I open one of the zip files. After my investigations and copying of about 15 books, which took most of the afternoon because I was exploring and hunting around in different categories, I discovered a couple of things. One is that when you decide to choose a subject or an author's name and you push enter on it to get to the website that lists all the books in their particular headings, before you get to that website, a security dialog comes up and asks you if you want to proceed because some of the information on the site that you're going to look at has secure and unsecured information. And the other thing that I need to tell you is that there's a really good reason why each book is in its own zip file and why you have to put each book in its own folder. I unzipped a book and I got 21 files full of strange stuff. The only one I recognized was an MP3 file that had the file name protected. So I've never seen a lot of these file types before, and some of them I have seen, some of them I have not. What I'd like to do now is describe the general website to you and how you get into it. When you get your initial email from NLS that says you have been approved, you are given a username and a password, or at least you're told what they are. And the password is a temporary password. And you are also given the address of the direct link to the downloadable book site. And as I said, that is an additional portion added onto the initial DTB site that I gave you. There are also a couple other things that are given to you, so that email is well worth keeping for your reference. Now, when you initially log in, you are first asked to change your password to something, and the password has to have various characteristics associated with it, such as upper and lower case and numbers and other things. My initial password, temporary password that I was given, had non-alphanumeric characters, which meant it had something other than letters and numbers. So if you're using speech, you need to arrow through and have each character announced. And if you're using Braille, look at your Braille display to make sure that you understand whether the characters are in upper or lower case, or if they're a character like a parentheses or equal sign or something. Anyway, once you log in, one of the first things that you see is a pledge, and you have to read this pledge and tell them that you agree to the pledge. And then you get into this site. Now, this is really interesting. This is the homepage for NLS downloadable audio book and magazine service. Yes, they give you magazines, and you can download magazines dating back to, I guess, around the middle of last year, and these are talking book magazines. And I'm really excited about this because there are some talking book magazines I used to get on flexible disc. When my talking book machine quit working, I quit getting the magazines. Well, now I can get back to getting some of them. I don't think every magazine is listed, but a lot of them are. What you see, first of all, is the heading that says this is what the site is. You have a level 2 heading for books,
And recently added books is in a level 3 heading. And then books by author, this is level 3. And you get a combo box, and you can search the various authors listed alphabetically, plus all authors, because there are 27 items in the combo box. They're listed alphabetically by last name. So you can do that, and there's a go button below it once you've chosen how you want to search. Books by title, and this has another combo box. All titles is number 1, and then there are 36 other items, numbers, and letters. And then there's a go button below that once you have chosen what you want in the combo box. Books by subject, this is what I have been doing. And this has all subjects, and there are a lot of subjects. There are, oh my goodness, 79 subjects total. And I know for a fact that they do include all fiction and all nonfiction, and there's a subject for very young readers, and I think there's a young adult section, and the regular subjects that you would see in compilation of books for the various years, economics, consumerism, you know, things like that, science. And it's wonderful. You can search by subject, and there's a go button after that. And then you can search by keyword. And I haven't looked at this, and you have to type the keyword because there's an edit box here and a go button below that. And then we have the magazines, which are in their own level 2 heading. And you have magazines sorted by title, and that's at level 3, and sorted by issue date, level 3. And what they do is, regardless of how you look at these magazines, each individual issue is listed with the particular magazine. For example, you don't have a sub-menu for analog. What you get is analog for this date, analog for the previous date, analog for the whatever. So you have to go through all the analogs before you get to the next magazine. And for something like People, it can take forever to get through all the People magazines. And then there's an additional links, and this is a level 2 heading. And there's a level 3 for help, a level 3 for update my settings, and I want to go into this after I get through telling you what we've got. My previous downloads, level 3, and it says I've already downloaded 4 books successfully in the last 30 days. The limit is 30 in any 30-day period. And I can't even read them yet, and I'm grabbing them. And then there's a feedback, level 3 heading. And then it goes into some of the things like NLS Home, which is a link to the home page, and comments about this site to nlsdownload@loc.gov. And okay, now I want to go back up to settings because it's got some wonderful stuff in here. Update my settings. Press enter on that. And this says updating settings for, and it gives my user ID. And I've already set some of these, so. Okay, then it says select this link to change your password, so you can press enter on that link to do that. Select this link to change your email address, should you need to do that. Select this link to add a new player. Max number of books to be displayed on one page. You can have anything from a 2-digit number up to, goodness, thousands of books. And there are 8 choices. So this is wonderful if you've got a whole bunch of, say, fiction books you want to look at. And then preferred email notification schedule for new book or magazines. Now this is great because it tells them that anytime the site is updated, they'll send you an email about it. And I've chosen daily, but you have a choice of, oh, Monday through Friday, which is the daily one, Or you can do not at all, or you can do weekly. I think the other one is monthly, but I don't remember. So you can totally turn this off, too, if you don't want to. I wish Web Braille had this function, because then you don't have to go out to the site all the time and look. Okay, now, in order to recover a lost password, they like you to type in a question, such as, what was your mother's middle name, or something like that, something that's going to be obvious. And then you type in your answer, and you can change this anytime you want to, and they like the answer to be a one-word answer usually. That works out pretty good. And that way, if you forget your password and you can't remember what it is, you answer your question. If you don't want to use this capability, you just leave the question blank. The thing is, if you have a secret question, a secret answer, then that's your passport into getting a new password. And then there's an update button and a refresh button below that.
I'm going to sign off for now, and I wish you success with this. I certainly am looking forward to playing with it. Thank you for listening, and if you want to contact me, you can send me an email at Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson, at sbcglobal.net. And my message line is 408-565-8871. Bye for now.